We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Pehei Amud Aleph, a second line. We learned in the Mishnah, which is talking about Klai Zra'im, that you're allowed to plant five different seeds in a 6x6 tefachim patch by putting on each side, across the whole side, from east to west and from north to south. On each of the four sides, you could plant different seeds, and then in the middle, you could plant another seed. And why? Because the ones that are around the patch, those are all recognizable that they are different. And that's very critical for Kalayim, that it should be, it doesn't look like it's mixed, it looks separate. So the four on four sides could be four different seeds. The one in the middle, it's going in the same direction as one of the sides, so there it would look like it's mixed with the other seeds, and it would look like Kalayim. Therefore, you need at least three tefachim in between, because that's the shear yunika, the shear of nourishment. Not that there's a problem of yunika, because you see on the sides, even though they're close to each other, that's fine. But if you don't have a recognizable difference and it looks like mixed, then the only time it's called separate is if they don't nourish from each other. That's the halacha. Zok to Gemara. And the Rabbanan said that the shear is 6x6, which makes that there's three tefachim from the middle to the ends. How do we know that the Rabbanon really know the Shir Yanika? How do you know what the Rabbanon say, that 6x6 Tfachim, that they're Bekiyim? How could they be Bekiyim? How would they know how nourishment works? That's not, they don't learn in Gemara that. So how would they know? Who told them that that's the Shir Yanika? How would they know that? That's Gemara's question. Interesting kash from the Gemara. So Gemara, yeah. It says in the pasuk, "Sasig gvul re'echa shegov l'rishonim." And pasuk pshat in the pasuk is that a person should not move his own property to someone else's boundary, past someone else's boundary, and that's a form of geneva. And the form of geneva is by taking someone's property line and moving it into that guy's property and stealing property from him. That's pasuk pshat in the pasuk. But the Gemara makes a drasha on the words of "Ashegov l'rishonim," "Gvul shegov l'rishonim le'sasig." Which means, the new taich would mean, another halacha, that you are not allowed to plant right near someone else's field, because that will make his produce weaker, because they'll nourish from the same thing. So you have to move it away a little bit. And the shir is, gvul shegavlu rishonim. It means the earlier inhabitants, they told you how much is shir yinika. Who is that? My gavlu rishonim. Omrav Shmuel bar Achmeni, Omrav Yonison, or Omrav Yechanan, is different gersa. The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Eila b'nei Seir ha'chayri yoishvei aretz." These are b'nei Seir ha'chayri who lived in the land. Feiti Gemara, what's yoishvei aretz? Otu kuli amu yoishvei rikianenu? Are the rest of the people living in the sky? Of course, people who live on this earth are yoishvei aretz. What's the pasuk teaching us by saying yoishvei aretz? Are they yoishvei rikia? They live in the sky. Ela yoishvei aretz means shall you be kiyam be yeshiva shel aretz. They were experts in the land. They were expert in land. So Yomra Meloi Kona Zeh, this patch of land, this Meloi Kona means a certain measurement of land. This patch of land, Zeh Lazayis, this is perfect for olives. Meloi Kona Zeh, Zeh Lagfadim, this is great for vineyards. Meloi Kona Zeh L'Teinim, that's for figs. And the word Chayri stands for, you could darshan, V'chayri Shemarichim Es Aretz. Chayri, you could move the words around, the letters around, and it stands for Marichim, these are smell the Aretz. These are smell the land and say, this is perfect for Zesim or Fanovim. V'chivi, it also says in the pasuk Hashem V'chivi. What does that mean? Amara Papa, so your toim misaris chivya. Chivya in Aramaic means a snake. They used to taste the dirt like a snake. They used to taste the dirt, and they knew from that which fruits grew good here in this soil. Ravacha b'Yakov amachayri shenasim nechayim nechseim. That they're called chayri because the Bnei Esav were yerish the land, and they couldn't work there anymore. So they were unemployed and didn't work anymore. That's what they called chayri. Just stam adrasha. Bal kaponim. What do you see from this Gemara? That there were people in the Bnei Seir chayri. They knew exactly which land was good for what. So they knew they were bekiyim. They were experts in farming and in the way the fruit grows and nourished. And they told Chazal that the shir yunika is three tefachim. And that's how Chazal knows that the shir is, when you have two seeds next to each other, if they're within three tefachim of each other, then they will nourish from each other. Because each seed takes nourishment 1.5 tefach around it, altogether three tefachim, which includes the seed itself. So therefore, three tefachim away will not nourish from each other. They will not overlap. The nourishment will not overlap. So the Adkan, the little piece of Agadah, the Gemara teaches us how the Rabbanan, how Chazal knew, and this thing, how they were sure about this thing. And it comes out, the Pasuk, Sasa Gul Re'echa, really, there are two lessons from it. First of all, you can't steal, and also you can't plant next to each other, which Tosfos actually even asks that, therefore, someone who's Zorea Kalayim should be next to someone else's field. It should be chai for two things. First of all, for Kalayim, and second of all, for Loi Sasa Gul Re'echa. Look at Tosfos, what he answers, Tosfos the Ramas Loi Sasa Gul. Back to the sugyo of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, remember, again said, if you have a patch of land that's 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, you could put up to 5 different seeds there by putting 4 on 4 sides and 1 in the middle. Omar Vasi, aruga toichavav chutz mugvoleha. This halacha, that you can make a patch 6 by 6 and plant whatever you want in it, it has to have a walking path around it, called the gvul. So that 6, besides for the gvul, besides for the patch of 6, you also have to leave space, open space, a gvul around it, a walking space. So you shouldn't say that when we say 5, when we say 6, we mean including the walking space, we'll come out the inside only 4 by 4. And much smaller, the anikah is within 2 tvachim of each other. You shouldn't say that. Therefore, it teaches us know that the 6 tvachim is besides for the walking around it, the gvul around it. Now, why do you need this gvul? Rashi says a certain dinim, for something to be called a sada, it has to be made kehilchasa, it has to be made the right way. And the way it's made is with a walking path around it. Now, how big does that walking path have to be? So, Dr. Gemara, let's see inside again. Rashi, aruga toicha vav chutz megulah, tayinam ahachi, aruga toicha shisha. The inside is 6. That means the patch itself is 6, and the walking path is not counted as part of the 6. Vuleha bakama. How big does this border have to be? Actually, the word means border. It means the border, which is the walking path that you walk around the patch. How wide does it have to be? Because it's not Rehuda Ima, Reichev Kemaloi Reichev Parsa. It has to be the width of a person's foot, a person's sole of a person's foot, which Chazal said was a tefach. A tefach is around 3-4 inches. That's the shear of the width of this. Amrav Zeir, Tehra Rav Chanin, Rav Papa. My time with the Rav Yehuda. Where's who to get the shear from? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Veshkisa begraglcha gan hayorak." This is talking about Mitzrayim, saying the miles of Eretz over Mitzrayim. That in Mitzrayim you have to water the gan hayorak, you know, by hand. So why does it say raglcha? Rashi says, "Veshkisa begraglcha." What if it said the word regal? Stam. We know if you have to water it, of course you walk. The raglcha is teaching us that's the shear regal. Ma regal tefach av gvul nami tefach. Just like your foot is wide a tefach, same thing. The gvul has to be wide a tefach. Dr. Gemara Vayter, Omar Rav. That we said in the Mishnah, that you let it have a patch 6 by 6, and you could plant 5 different seeds in it, 4 on 4 sides and 1 in the middle. Aruga b'chorva shinu. It's the only patch in the whole entire field. B'chorva means in a desolate field. It's the only aruga there. And if you don't have to worry about anything around it. You don't have to worry anything around it, because Rav seems like he's assuming that if you have this patch in the middle and this patch is around it, so then the patch around will be too close. For example, it'll be within 2 tvachim, it'll be too close, so it's no good. Because even if it has the border around the walking path, each one has its own walking path of 1 tefach, it's still going to be within 2 tvachim, which is too close. So therefore he says, aruga b'chorva sheninu. The aruga was in a desolate field, that's it. Pekta Gemara kashom, va'ika makom karanois, and the Gemara has a kasha. If you look at Rashi, the picture in Rashi, that will explain what the Gemara's kasha is. The Gemara's kasha is that it's very possible to plant 5 different seeds in a patch, and you can have 9 patches in a field without any problems. What will you do? On each side, let's see, you have east, west, north, and south. On each of those sides, you only do half. You only put seeds on half the amount. And you'll make sure that half does not correspond to the half of the patch that's next to it. So it comes out, you can always have it one next to each other, out next to it. Now, the ones that go in different directions are not a problem with the 2 tvachim away, because the 2 different directions, we said, if it's nicker, that it's separate, there's no maris ayin, doesn't look like it's irvin, that's all you need for kalayim. Kalayim, the critical part of kalayim is that it should not look ma'uriv, then it's not kalayim. You don't care if it's yonik from each other. So the ones that are like perpendicular, that's fine, because they're going different directions. The ones that are parallel, you have to be careful that you'll do one half of box number 1, and box number 2, you do the lower half of, let's say, take the Durham side, you take the south side. So the one that the two boxes facing each other, so on the north side of the box, so the first half you'll be towards the east, and the other one will have on towards the west. Basically, all the patches will not match each other. So the Gemara's kasha is, I can have a bunch of patches here and make sure they don't get close to each other. When they're both parallel to each other, even if it's two halves, the Maisa, how close could they get? So he says, you'll leave a tefach in between, Rashi says, and then it'll be two tefachim from wide, from side to side, and one tefach from up to down will be in between, which it sounds like three tefachim, two and one, but really, if you think about it, the diagonal is less than three tefachim, which all the achrayim are busy with Rashi. But upon him, the Gemara's kasha is va'ika mokim kronos, that it's possible to have this patch, 6x6 patch, together with eight other 6x6 patches, and you'll make sure that anything on the same direction will not be next to each other, will not be within three tefachim of each other, and it should be good. So the kasha is, why did Rav have to say it was sitting in a desolate field? You could do this idea, like you see in this picture, where you get all nine boxes in without anything being the same direction within two tefachim of each other. And for the Gemara, Amri Bei Rav Mishmei De Rav, B'malei Es Akronis. Our Mishnah is talking about where you wanted to fill the whole entire side, the whole entire Mizrach and the whole entire Mariv, you wanted to fill in. So you couldn't do that next to another patch because they all have to be filled in. They'll be too close to each other, be too talking to each other, and that will be a problem. He wanted to say the case was that it was filled in the whole entire patch. Now Rashi says, interesting, that he says, Malei Es Akronis means like the Mizrach and the, he'll fill in the whole Tzofen from Mizrach to Mariv and the whole Darim from Mizrach to Mariv. And he doesn't say that from, that on the Mizrach side, from Tzofen and Darim, you also fill it in. You could have said the same thing, that he wanted to have, in our Mishnah, you're filling in all four sides. You could have filled in all four sides with something in the middle, and then you can't have anything around it because they'll be too close to each other. That's the Gemara's timing over here. So, for the Gemara Kasha, okay, so what's your problem? Don't tell me you have to put it into a Chorva. You know what I have idea? You could have nine patches here. Just don't fill in the whole sides. Don't fill in the whole thing. Only do half. What's the problem? You tell me the problem why you can't have nine patches is because they can be side by side. I want to fill in the whole side. Don't only do half, and then you have no problem. And the Gemara, no, they don't allow a person to do his half. So why Xerish of Yamalei Es Akronis? We're scared they're going to forget and fill in the whole entire side. You don't want to waste any space. You fill in the whole entire side. You fill in the whole entire side. There'll be two patches next to each other that are parallel, and they'll be too close to each other. They'll be two tefachim to each other. And it'll be a problem of Kalayim. Therefore, Rav instituted that if you want to make these patches, you have to put it into a Chorva. If you want to do five different seeds, you have to put it into a Chorva, because if you put it into with nine other ones, you're going to forget to do halves, and it'll be too close to each other.